This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch is not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Gordon Pizarro on Biz Talk Radio.
And we are here with you on this lovely day and now carried in 34, count them, 34 markets. So we're very excited about that. But Gordon, I have to tell you, I am so glad this is a radio show and not a television show because I have a confession to make here. Well, no, I am not working on in my pajamas, not at all. But we always get to listen. Casey always gives us that fun, funky music, and then we have that fun opening. And I'm just sitting here doing little dancing in my chair and smiling ear to ear, looking like a fool, I'm sure. So.
You sound great. So you're right. Great. It's great that it's radio. So listen, let's talk a little bit right now about how we get folks into business when they don't have a pot full of cash.
Yeah.
And they're tired of working for somebody else, and they know more than the boss does, and they know that their life should be different, but they're caught in this rut of working for somebody else, and let's get them into business. That's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. I'm going to start with one of the toughest cases I can even imagine, because whatever your circumstances are, this is going to show you you have absolutely no excuse for not getting into that business of your own. And the example I'm going to start with was a guy who was here on a student visa, and he was attending college. His visa expired, and he overstayed his visa, but he never, ever had a green card, so he was never legally permitted to work here. But you know what's really interesting? In the U.S., if you're an alien, legal or otherwise, you may not be able to work, but there is nothing that stops you from being an owner of a corporation. Nothing. So this guy formed a corporation, okay, and he is now the chairman of the board of the corporation. And he starts to look at how he can hire people, and the job that he decided to do, the thing that he decided to do, was to paint houses. Okay, and so he went around to his college buddies, and he recruited them on a part-time basis to do house painting, and he organized their efforts. He went out and got them the jobs to start with, and eventually trained them to go out and get the jobs. All the money came into his corporation for the billing. The corporation paid out the workers, which were his student buddies, and he literally started the business from scratch. He maybe had a total of 100 or 200 bucks total invested in the process of getting his corporation formed. He went to one of those services that formed it for him. The corporation opened up its bank account. He wasn't supposed to sign any of it, so he hired one of his college buddies to be an officer of his company and sign anything internally in the corporation. And there's nothing that says your corporation, even if you're an illegal alien, can't pay you dividends, can't loan you money. So all the profit he was making, he had totally available to him. So it's like, here's an example of a guy who had all the strikes against him, except he had a brain, he had some guts. And he took the opportunity to take something that was easy. Painting houses was something he could learn and learn very, very quickly, and started his own company doing that. So there is an example of a guy who gets into business, starts making a lot of money, had all the legal obstacles to overcome, used the business principles here in the United States to do that. So, Marla, that's just one example, and I'm going to cover a few more here before we end this segment. One of my favorites, in fact, is an individual who bought a yacht charter business. Okay, now everybody would love to have their own yacht, wouldn't you? Well, yacht charter companies work in two ways. One is they have their own yachts that they charter, and then they also might have deals with other people who own yachts who will make them available to charter, but you don't have to own the yacht. It just has to be on your list of available yachts. So what this individual did is he knew he wanted to buy this company. He found out he negotiated with the seller who was selling the company for price and terms. And as is typical in today's business sales, part of the price of a business is going to be paid in the form of a large down payment, you know, 25%, 50% of the total purchase price, cash down. The balance of the purchase price is going to be seller financing in most cases, where the seller takes back a note for a 2 or 3 or 4 year period of time, sometimes a 7 year period of time. They're always a little different, and the profits of the business can generally pay off the note. So the problem is always coming up with the cash down. So what this individual did is he got a list of the top corporations in the city that he was in, the biggest corporations. And he went to those, found out the people in those companies who were responsible for event planning for those companies. And he went to them and he said, look, I'm planning to buy this yacht, the charter company. I'm going to have this one yacht that we own. It's this very huge one, and then I can access all of these other yachts. What I'd like to do is to have you prepay for your next event on my yacht. I'll give you a substantial discount on what you would normally have to pay. Okay, but on the day that I take ownership of this company, it'll be a certain date. I want you to put up your money, and that'll give me ownership of the business, and it'll give you your event ready to go and the day that you want it at a significant discount from what would be that you would normally pay for it. He got 6 or 7, I don't remember the exact number of corporations to go along with him on that. That helped him raise the money for the down payment on the company. And then, of course, the company is able to pay the notes off to the seller over a period of time. So there was a guy with a little bit of imagination, a little guts, a little elbow grease, and a little work, figured out without really much of money in his own pocket exactly how to get himself into business. So I don't know how much time we've got, but I got so many of these that I can just keep going. Marla, how much time have we got?
I think we have time for at least another one. These are so much fun, Gordon. Thank you. I love the creativity behind this thinking.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, you know, that same technique that I just mentioned with the yacht company, that almost that same technique was used by a woman who was a stenographer in the court system. And she eventually decided she wanted to own her own legal services company. And, you know, if you go to your lawyer, there's a lot of the stuff that he sends you this very big bill for, but yeah, he literally lays it off on a legal service company, from forming corporations to filing documents to all kinds of things that legal service companies do for the attorneys. And so she found this legal services agency that was for sale, and she went to, again, the big law firms in the city. She told them she's planning to buy this legal services company. It was one of the more prominent ones in the city, so the lawyers were all familiar with the company and the services that were offered by that company. And she explained to them that she's planning on buying it, and she went through the same scenario. You know, if you spend X amount of dollars a year. Now, she didn't know their budgets, but she would tell them, what's your budget for legal services during a year? Well, suppose I could cut that down 20% for you for this next year or two, whatever it is. Would you be willing to prepay that I'll be using the money to acquire the agency, and I'll be able to deliver the services of the ABC legal services company to your company, and you'll save 20% on your future purchases for the next year to whatever it was. So the economics you would make sure would work out for them. In other words, whatever he's asking them to put up now, it was a year or 2 years worth of their budget, but now they're saving 20% on it, and she owns it. In other words, the money only comes in as she becomes the owner of the company, so it's used to create the cash for the down payment, and then the seller financing took care of the rest. And a simple concept that you want to remember when you're buying a business is inside that business are assets and cash flow. Okay, and the assets and cash flow, the assets are divided into two types. One is tangible assets, which are the hard assets of the company, you know, furniture, fixture, machinery, equipment, inventory, whatever it is that's in your business. And then there's this component called goodwill, and the goodwill value is based on how much that company earns in profit that is more than a reasonable rate of return on your hard net worth. So it has two components to the business. One is the hard net worth, and the other is the value of the goodwill. Well, in today's world, the hard net worth is almost always required as part of your down payment. But the goodwill value of the business is usually taken back in seller financing, which is paid over time. Now, that's the norm today, so it's not like it's crazy. That's the norm. So your assets are financeable. There are things that are called asset-based lenders, which you can go to, which will loan you the probably up to 80% of the value, the hard asset value of the company. The seller usually will finance the goodwill portion of the company. So with very few dollars, you're able to get yourself into the business by as an owner, where the profits of the business and the cash flow of the business pay off both the seller and any borrowing you've done on the goodwill. On the hard assets.
Yeah. Okay, and very, and, very creative.
Yeah, and Gordon, we can talk more about the nuances of it. I know we got a segment coming up, so I'll leave it to you.
All righty, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-781-1685. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-781-1685 now. That's 800-781-1685. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Big Pitch Radio. Gordon, those were some great examples, and I just love those because it can just inspire such creative thinking. You know, I was talking to a client the other day, and his company is growing. They manufacture something pretty cool, and his company is just growing in leaps and bounds. And he said, gosh, I wish that I could buy a manufacturing firm because I just got a patent on a new pump, which is part of what they use in this, but they don't have their own. And I really want to start building this pump, but, you know, I don't want to outsource it. I want to have that manufacturing firm. And so I mentioned some of these strategies that we've been talking about on air. And it was funny because there was total disinterest, a total closed mind around it, you know, because it was new and it was scary. And so I know we need a certain kind of mindset to adapt to this. And it's funny, you were talking about the guy who was not a citizen, and yet he could come into this country with what a lot of people would think having his hands tied, and yet he was able to create a company like this. So I love these examples, and hopefully it'll broaden the thought pattern of many, many entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, yeah, and I know this wasn't what we planned for this segment, but one of the reasons that we invite everybody over to GettingRichYourWay.com is because they're going to meet people, for example, on that video, like Russ Remington. And this guy was a highly skilled engineer, and he couldn't find work because of his age. He was in his 60s. No one would hire him. And he used techniques that we taught him to buy a manufacturing company. No sooner did he buy the manufacturing company, and he had no cash. He was actually on the verge of bankruptcy. He was about to lose his house. So he saved his house, acquired the company with the techniques that we taught him, and then within 3 months after purchasing that first company, he bought out his competitor and went on to become a significant supplier in the aerospace industry of component parts in his 60s. And that's just one example. I mean, another one was Ruth Paul. I mean, she's another person you'll meet there. She wasn't ready for the job market because she had no formal training. She had been a housewife, and that's all that she knew in terms of her non-career. And she became she had had a heart attack, and so what happened is she had a sense of the gyms wouldn't take her because they didn't want the liability of taking people who had those kind of health problems. So she started a new type of gym that was designed to help people who had had those kind of health problems and couldn't qualify for the gyms. And she went on to start her own facility. She did it in a leveraged manner that we showed her how to do. She ended up without any cash of her own doing it. She ended up with several locations. I mean, it's amazing what you can do. And I can go through a bunch of others, but I know we wanted to cover some of the things on this segment. So, but anyway, Getting Rich Your Way, you folks, go there. You're in for a real treat.
And when these people do these leveraged buyouts and such, you know, one of the concerns that entrepreneurs face is hiring and training, and they feel oftentimes the people who come into my coaching feel like they don't have the time to find the right people and to train them and to get those training systems into place. And so let's talk a little bit about finding the right people, what to do if they're not the right people, and how to get them trained and up and running as quickly as possible.
Well, that's great. And that's one of those places where you take the front seat, I take the back seat, because you know more about the hiring and training than I do. So
okay. All righty then. I know that you outsource 100%. So I think that's a really cool model in many cases as well. But in some cases, you know, people are going to bring on employees. And, you know, one of the things I teach immediately before they even do that, if they've come to me at that point, is the importance of developing culture, company culture. And that's based on your values and what you want your brand to represent. Now, why is that so important? Because it creates the foundation, the absolute foundation for everything you do, who you work with, what your product is like, how you serve your customers, and who you hire, and what those people do once they come into your corporation, and how to train them. Everything is based on that. So we talk about who do you want working in this company. And for me, many skills can be taught. Now, we're not talking about advanced skills here, but many skills can be taught. And investing money into good people, you are investing in one of your most important critical assets. So I always endorse investing money into great people. So number one, once you know who you want to hire, what kind of personality, what kind of characters, and what kind of skills they have, characteristics and skills that they have, then you have to develop the right types of questions to ask them. And most entrepreneurs don't have the experience to do that, okay, because they're entrepreneurs. They've never been HR people. They've never been HR directors. So you want to base your questions, you want to make them leading questions that will tell you something about the person's character. You want to ask things like, if you were given a team to lead and describe the scenario and then ask how they've handled that in the past or how they would handle it. And watch for integrity. Watch for values. I always ask about hobbies because, right, hobbies tell you so much about a person. If this guy is out there and he's a world-class mountain climber, for crying out loud, you know he's a huge risk taker. You also know that he's going to be difficult to contain if that's the kind of environment that you need. So ask about hobbies. You, of course, have to watch about asking for religion and age and those kinds of things. But get the people talking, and you'll learn so much about their character. Create scenarios and create tests, okay? And actually have them go away and write something or create something or do a part of the job. It is perfectly fine to do that. And as far as firing, if you hire right, that's not going to be an issue, not at all. And so you just want to make sure most underperformers are underperforming because A, there's a culture issue, or B, they aren't doing what they love and what they're good at. So you want to make sure that you're putting the right person on the right bus, on the right seat, going in the right direction. And one of the assessments I love is StrengthsFinder 2.0. And there are many of them come out since StrengthsFinder, but this one is just so darn simple. I really enjoy it, and it just tells us a lot about people. So, and as far as training, boy, you know, if you're just bringing on employees, I love having the employees document, creating documentation as we go. That way they're doing a part of the process that could be very time consuming for you. And there are also,
jump in on that?
Yeah.
Where the management really shares responsibility. I've never, ever, when I've hired people, hired a perfect employee, okay? Mm-hmm. And so training was the key. But more important than that was to have done the work first that makes the job goof-proof. In other words, you organize the job in such a way that you've estimated the human mistake possibilities, and you've brought those into how the job gets handled. And then you construct a little training video, which, by the way, you can mm-hmm. do easily today, and you construct a training video so that anytime you have to replace that position, you don't have to spend time training that person. They just, right. You sit them in front of the video, you give them a little test afterwards, and that they've actually absorbed what it was. You've organized your job so that basically normal human beings can do them with the training that you're providing, and that's the way that you ensure that you will have a better employee than yep. if you don't do that.
Absolutely. Create that whole platform of video training. It's awesome. Absolutely. All right, Gordon. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about improving profit margins, lowering costs, and doing the things that can help us really, really get that higher margin. So looking.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are. This is Marla Tabaka here with my co-host Gordon Bazaar, and I'd like to remind you to please head on over to Inc.com and follow my column there. I would really appreciate seeing you there and hearing from you, understanding and knowing what you want to hear about from me, and I hope that you'll find some amazing resources in the columns, and not just mine, but there are incredible authors over at Inc. So Inc.com/author/Marla-Tabaka. And Gordon, here we are. And one of our favorite segments, Who Wants to Be a Billionaire? What do you got for us?
Well, I got lots of good stuff for you. First of all, if you're going to be a billionaire, you're going to be in the rarefied air of the planet. So not everybody's going to be qualified for there. So I want to bring it down a little bit so that I want everybody to know that what we're doing here at National Diversified really is designed to apply for everybody. We're going to be producing some billionaires who are going to be partners and owners of a number of private equity companies that we're capitalizing and going to be working with people who are true industry leaders and capable of really taking advantage of this $12 trillion of wealth transfer from the baby boomers to the Gen Y and Gen X folks. I mean, $12 trillion worth of businesses have got to be transferred, and we've positioned ourselves to finance those transactions and to own a very substantial portion of them through our private equity companies that specialize in each of the niches. But guess what? Industry leaders can't do this by themselves. They need people to help. Okay, and so if you want to just take that down a notch, we're going to have people who are not necessarily the industry icon, but will become our partners, who, by the way, we're going to finance into the ownership of these private equity companies. And those folks are going to be 100 millionaires by the time we're done with this 10 to 15 year trajectory to make these acquisitions. And then there's going to be key employees who work within these private equity companies who are going to be 10 millionaires and in that range. And then we're going to have staff people who have worked all their lives just for a paycheck. And those folks are going to be millionaires out of the process. We've designed it that way. There's plenty of wealth and new wealth being created out of this process. So there's plenty to share with everybody who's part of helping us make it happen. And so I want to invite everybody to just wander over to nationaldiversified.com, take a look at what we're doing, click on that heading that says $12 trillion transfer of wealth. You'll see exactly what's going on and exactly what the opportunities are. And we encourage you to be part of it, because it's the big thing that's going to be happening over the next 10 to 15 years. It's just the demographic is so big, the numbers are so big, that those people who are positioned to take advantage of what's going to happen can make a fortune doing it and be part of delivering tremendous value to sellers and to buyers in helping make this process smooth and good for our economy and good for our country, so that we don't lose these companies to liquidation because they can't find qualified buyers. So these are really important functions we're going to be doing there, and if you'd like to be part of it, be sure you get a hold of us over at nationaldiversified.com. So The reality of it is that I talked earlier today about companies where you could be very creative in how you could get into business, and they tended to be mainly smaller companies or companies that were leaving your yacht brokerage company or your yacht charter company. It's a decent-sized company. It can make a couple of million dollars a year. But there are companies that are more sophisticated and larger, and they're doing 2 to 50 million a year in sales, a very complex structure of the company. Those companies is a little more sophisticated in how you have to go about buying those, and in many of those cases, you're going to need some cash, and the cash has to come from someplace. In other words, you can only do so much financing of the assets, you can only do so much seller financing. The bigger the company, the more profitable it is. You start to get into competition with bigger companies who now are interested in purchasing those companies. Many of those buyers have deep pockets, so they can do all cash deals when they acquire those companies. So if you want to get into the more sophisticated companies, you're going to need to have some kind of access to cash. And that's the reason that we've restructured our company to be producing these private equity companies, all of whom are niche specialists in different very specific areas of the economy, so that those people know those industries, know those dynamics, know how to get into the top people in those companies, know how to work with those companies to produce the kind of results that are needed in order to make all of our techniques work. But more importantly, that these private equity companies are endowed with the amount of actual cash capital that they need to make the cash capital side of the transaction actually work. So what we're in trying to encourage everyone to do is to get involved in that. Now, I want to restate one more time, because I did it the other day, how you get involved at the very top end of this. And we're looking for those industry leaders, the industry icons, who know these industries really, really well. Any industry, whatever industry they know, that's where we'll be forming a private equity company. We'll be forming it around them and around their expertise. We'll be financing it with $5 million of capital to start with. So there'll be much more. It'll have access to $1 billion acquisition funds so that the acquisitions will get backed. And what we're looking for is some of the top talent. Now, that top talent may be the president or chairman or CEO of a major company right now, but it's unlikely because those folks are well ensconced in what they're doing, and it's very hard to get their attention, frankly. On the other hand, there are folks out there who, prior to 2007, were part of that dynamic economy, held those prestige positions in an industry, were at the top of their game. And then the meltdown hit, and the company that they worked for, maybe it was called Lehman Brothers, and it disappeared into the ether. Or maybe it was a General Motors who went bankrupt and downsized 30,000 employees, including a lot of their top management staff. So you have people in companies that that were in companies in key positions and are no longer able to replace themselves into like positions with that kind of power, that kind of prestige, that kind of income. But they know they have the ability, they just don't have the opportunity, because that opportunity has somebody already sitting in it. So here's the new opportunity to take and repurchase that entire industry, because it's going to get transferred from the baby boomers to the new folks. So those same guys who won't hire you now, you're going to own them. And this is the vehicle that you're going to have to do it with, and we're going to finance you into that process. So if you are one of those folks, we want you to get a hold of us at nationaldiversified.com, and we have a special email address for you to reach us. It's APS, Alpha Papa Sigma. Okay, APS at nationaldiversified.com, and just tell us you're interested in having an ownership in a private equity company, and we'll take it from there. If you aren't that person, but you know that person, and you know that they've been looking for a way to replace themselves at the top of their game, contact us and tell us who that person is. We'll reach out to them. But more important, tell them and have them contact us. It'll go even faster. Now, if you're not one of those people, but if you've been a key employee in an area, you've been a CFO, a COO of a company in a given field, and you don't have the same opportunities today that you had before, same thing, APS, Alpha Papa Sigma, at nationaldiversified.com. If you're a person who's been a key employee, but you haven't been one of those very top officers, but you've been a key manager, you've been a key person who has now been downsized, you can't get back at that level that you know you're qualified for, this is why we exist today, is to reinstate those folks who have had that difficulty, give them a new pathway to a phenomenal amount of wealth that's going to get created over the next 10 to 15 years, and to take those folks who were the victims of the meltdown and now create them as the benefactors of the opportunity being created by the retirement of the baby boom. So even if you've just been a staffer for a company and you want to know when the next opportunity is coming along and you want us to be able to reach out to you so that as we need staff for these companies, you're available to us, again, APS at nationaldiversified.com. So whether it's millionaire, 10 millionaire, 100 millionaire, or billionaire, whatever your whatever rings your bell, whatever you're qualified to do, it's National Diversified Funding Company, that's the funding corporation that's going to be enabling these kind of opportunities over the next 10 to 15 years as these boomers retire.
Amazing opportunity. And truly, this one, we can say, without it being a sales spiel, that it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because we only have one baby boomer generation. So, and we'll be right back.
Network presents the Diva Download with Tracy and Tasha. If you think Diva is all about attitude and drama, think again. The Diva Download is the premier online radio program where girls of all ages, shapes.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Big Pitch Radio, and here we are. I'm Marla Tabaka with Gordon Bazar. Gordon, we have yet to talk about and tell our fine listeners how we can improve some profit margins and lots of fun ways to do that, right? What are you thinking?
Well, not only is it a fun way to do it, but it's more fun once you've done it. And your business is a whole lot more profitable. So I have a lot to cover here, man. So I am just going to launch into this. And I want everybody who's listening right now, if you're a business owner, business manager, get out your pen, write some of this stuff down, because I will guarantee you, you just check one of these and just do one of the things I'm going to talk about, you will increase your margins at least a percent or two, and maybe even if a couple of these, 6 or 7%. And can you imagine what your business would be like if you increased your profit margin by 6 or 7%? Here you go. All right. The first thing is that there's basically, here's the ways you do it. Here are the broad form. If you're gonna, you got to either lower your cost, you have to either raise your price, you have to increase sales so that your fixed overhead is a lower percentage of your cost factor, or you have to decrease your taxes. Now, those are 1, 2, 3, 4 major methods that there are for improving your margins, and I'm going to take them one at a time, and I'm going to go through some of the ways you do it in each of those cases. So let's take lowering your costs. One of my favorite, outsourcing, domestic and favorite, and foreign rather. All right, why is that so important? Because there's lots of ways to get the things that you're doing internally in your company done for a whole lot less money if you're going to do it out. Example, website development. If you have anybody locally in your company handling your website and doing it for you, I would like to invite you to pay a little attention to things that are going on in the Philippines and in India, where these folks work for pennies on the dollar. You can get qualified people out of the Philippines who will work at $3.50 to $5.50 an hour doing every bit of the website work that you want to do. And there's ways that you can reach out, hire those folks, get this job done, reduce your costs of your website and all of the internet contact that goes with it. And these guys are highly qualified. They're trained for it. They love it. You can get virtual assistants out of the Philippines, for example, and they speak really good English there, by the way. So the accent level is very, very low, and you get really great communication, really great assistance out of that. Check it out, virtual assistants right out of the Philippines. Manufacturing cost analysis, okay? If you're a manufacturer and you want to be world competitive, you have to do this. Look at Motorola, okay? Motorola doesn't make anything anymore. They're a brand, okay? They outsource everything. They either produce the entire product outside the country and import it with their label on it, or they use components. They buy components that are made outside the country, and then they do a final assembly here, perhaps. Okay, and then one of the key decisions you want to make as a manufacturer is volume versus technology. Let me give you a quick example. When I had my motorcycle parts companies, we had parts that we did on that we had to make on punch presses. They were manual because we didn't have that big a volume. Well, along comes technology, and you have these numerically controlled punch presses that are fully automated and can do a job in a tenth the time with limited human interaction. And we couldn't afford the capital cost of buying those presses, but we found that we could get a company that already had those presses that would. They would take downtime on those presses. They would program them for our stuff. They would kick our stuff out in a fraction of the time at a fraction of the cost, and we could take those into delivery at a fraction of the cost that we were paying for them when we made them in-house. We sold our presses, took that capital, reinvested it in other aspects of our business. So that's the kind of thinking process you want to go through. Insourcing. We all know about outsourcing. What about insourcing? Chances are you got some really capable employees in your company, and they're not highly motivated. Why? Because they get paid the same salary as the guy sitting next to them who doesn't do diddly. Okay, and you know those folks are in your company who don't do diddly, and you know those folks are in your company who are really high-volume potential producers, but they're not motivated because why should they work hard when the guy next to them isn't getting paid the same thing? So what you do is you lower their pay, and then you give them the opportunity to earn a whole bunch more by productivity. You define key performance indicators that tell them, well, you hit this key performance indicator, here's the bonus money you get. And you structure it so they actually make more money, but their productivity is so much higher that you actually bring your costs and your margins down. And it's called insourcing, and it's called lowering the fixed pay, increasing the productivity pay, and it dramatically can reduce your cost. Purchasing techniques are really, really important, okay? I'll give you one real quick, just real, real quick. Okay, chances are you're buying stuff, you're looking at quality, quantity discounts, you try and make your purchase for the highest quantity that you can buy where you don't have to store too much, and you can use it up that quantity in a reasonable amount of time, but you're not qualifying for the highest level of discounts because your volume isn't that high. Well, you just change your approach. What you do is you go to that same supplier, you tell them, and you now give them an order for a year's worth instead of a month, two, or three's worth. And you tell them, okay, now at this order, what quantity discount do I get? Now you got a big order to negotiate or to qualify for that bigger discount. And then at the end of that conversation, you say, now fine, I'm sending you my purchase order. It's for these amounts, and I want them delivered 1/12 of those numbers each month. Okay? So you're ordering the full amount. But now you're taking delivery once a month. You're invoiced once a month when you take delivery. So now they're coming in at the same rate that they were coming in before, but now you're qualifying for that higher discount level. Yeah. That can knock your price down considerably.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, Gordon. I did that when I owned my retail business, and I was shocked to find they'll actually store it for me and everything. And one thing I really liked about that is it locked in the pricing, because those vendors often tend to sneak up the pricing on you where you're ordering the same supplies over and over, especially, and you don't even know it if you're not really conscientious about it. So great tip there. Lots of them.
Now, all we've done in this segment is cover the first one, which was improving your profit margin. margin by lowering your costs. We didn't cover at all raising your price and how to do that. How to do increase your sales and not have it cost you a lot to increase your sales, and then how to decrease your taxes. So why don't we save that for next week?
You got it.
And we'll cover those, because when you get done with these little segments, you can add 7 or 8% to your bottom line of your gross sales, and it makes a huge difference in your business.
Sure does. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today, and we look forward to being back here with you 5 days a week on Big Pitch Radio. Make sure to find us in social media at Big Pitch Radio and Twitter, and check out our Facebook page as well. Thanks again, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.